pick six. More importantly, Galdi, let's talk about outside linebackers today. Everyone likes comparisons in sports.
Comps.
Got to have comps.
Who's this guy like?
Real estate, sports, anything. Ryan Kerrigan has a perfect comp. It's one Al Galdi.
Really?
He does everything the right way. But at times lacks creativity. He's structured. He does things how he's told. He respects authority.
He's coachable.
He's very, very coachable. He eats right. He lifts right. He works hard. He says the right things. He does the right things. But you watch him and you go, loosen up, man.
Yeah, man.
Loosen up.
Have some fun, man.
Why are you so stiff?
Look at Cooley.
I know you ate egg whites three times today. That's fine.
Yeah.
But just change the routine.
Do some flim-flamming.
Let's change the schedule. Let's maybe interpret this and go this way with it. Now, I think Ryan Kerrigan is actually a very intuitive player, and I would be willing to bet you that more times than not, you could go back and say, hey, you knew what was going on in this play, and you would change it if you did, but it was scheme, right? And he'd say, yeah, I'm playing within a scheme. I would bet you more times he recognizes formation plays, but says, yeah, but I have to play the C-gap here. I know for a fact it's coming in this D-gap, and I could make the play in the D. But rule says I play C-gap.
Wow.
So I'll play myself out of this play by playing rule.
He's like
the law thing. It's like the legal system.
Respect the law.
I sign the paper. I'm going to respect the scheme.
Yeah, but is he told to freelance on occasion? I mean, what is he told he can?
No one's ever told to freelance at football, Galdi. But what you're always told is if you make a decision outside of any kind of scheme, you better be right.
Better be right. Right.
You make it right, and we're going to celebrate it. You're wrong, we're going to MF you.
Yeah.
He's never going to get MF'd. Like, Al Galdi's never getting MF'd on radio. Like,
so
he's never going to be like, I shorted that, I did that. Like,
right. So, in other words, Kerrigan
he's a choir boy.
Kerrigan is the anti-LeVar.
He is the anti-antithesis of LeVar. He will play within the scheme.
Right.
All the way.
Okay.
That beyond that. He needs to come up with some more creativity, at least in the pass rush. I think he's fantastic in the run. I think he's hard to block at the point. He's never going to trick you. Like, if you're blocking him, you understand he plays within the scheme, and you're going to block him within that scheme, and at times it's going to be hard to block, and at times you're just going to use his leverage per the way he's playing 3-4. Like, if you walked up to the line and he lined up with width, you'd say, Ryan Kerrigan has contain, and I can threaten contain all the way and block him all the way. He'll play the contain. He plays within the scheme. He needs to come up with some other moves. Like he's very good at bull rushing at times when he stays low. I'm watching Green Bay, and he actually almost stumbles off the left edge, coming off the left edge, almost stumbles a little bit. But it creates this thrust forward with his body, and as he starts to come forward, he leans out, and his right hand punches the tackle right in the chest.
Hmm.
Knocks the tackle back, but you can see, you could pause the film and see this unbelievable body lean, this unbelievable thrust forward, and in that type of bull rush, he creates the pressure to just drive the tackle straight back, getting to the quarterback. So at times he's using this bull rush, but he's not really using all of his power because his body's more erect.
Right.
And if he'd get that lean, it would be more effective.
Get that lean, baby. Got to get that lean.
He's just got to find a way this year to turn the corner without a bull rush, without pushing the tackle straight back. He's got to find a way to turn the corner. So I don't know if that's a rip. I don't know if it's a swim. I don't know if it's some kind of jerk, some up and under. He does not turn the corner enough times to be effective as a pass rusher.
Were you watching him before the knee injury? Do you know the breakdown in the games you watched of him?
Yeah, I watched week 1, week 2, week 3, week 7, week 12, and then I watched every time. I don't watch week 17. I watch week 16.
All right, so that's a pretty good mix then.
It's not that he can't.
Yeah.
I really, truly believe that he can, and I think he's a player that will continue to get better. He'll be 32 years old, and he'll be better in this league than he was when he came into this league. I think Ryan will get better every year. But there's just this idea of setting something up that I don't necessarily see. I see, like, bull rush, bull rush, bull rush, kind of speed rush, bull rush, bull rush, speed rush. I want to see something from him. Like, I want something else from him. No, I think he's fantastic. I think both these players are fantastic. I think we have to be nitpicky when we get to what they're not, because we're fortunate to have them on this team as outside linebackers. It will be interesting after Brian finishes this year, and Ryan's coming up for a contract, if you keep them both, if they're worth the money, you want to pay them both. But I think for this year, this is a real asset for this team. But I just want to see something from Ryan to say, just go just get it. Just change. Just create. Figure it out. Change. Do something.
Ryan's a team option in 2015, correct? In his fifth year of his rookie deal? That's what the chart I'm looking at indicates. Team option in year five.
But it's got to be a lot of money. He was a first-round pick. Team option year five has got to be a few million.
He's getting up there, to be sure. Let's see here. The money so far for him. Kerrigan, 8.7 this year. Guarantee of 8.7. The per year was 2.1. So, yeah, he's now at the point where his salary is fully guaranteed. So they've ramped that up, and that's what he's going to cost. And, you know, the Arakpo thing is a big question mark. Do they get a deal for him before the season starts? A long-term deal? I know that's what he would want, but maybe he does a Rod Tidwell and says, I'm going to play out the rest of this bleeping franchise tag, break the bank, and then go somewhere else. Well, if you get injured, Rod, you get nothing. If Arakpo doesn't have a big year, that could hurt him. We shall see.
I think the team wants to pay him. I think his number is just a little bit more than the team feels comfortable paying. But I think that they want to pay him.
Yeah.
Bruce wants to keep his guys here.
Yeah.
All right, Galdi, we got a minute here. Let's start to get into this Arakpo thing.
Why don't we break, come back, do Arakpo.
Do you want to have a get-together, like breakdown break, or do you just want to finish it off?
Cooley, man, you know better, so you go ahead. Call the break.
All right.
Let's bring it in. Here we go.
Film study on 3, 1, 2, 3. Film study.
Postseason basketball is back in D.C.
Marching Gortat ties it at 106.
ESPN 980. The Drive with Cooley and Zane. Presented by the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Doing Cooley's Redskins player evaluations, starting outside linebackers today, Ryan Kerrigan last segment, and now I think the guy a lot of people are waiting for, Brian Arakpo.
Galdi, I was told by Bruce Allen about a month ago that I need to treat my teammates better. He wants me to have a good relationship with these guys. I need to be good to my teammates when I'm talking about them.
Bruce Allen said this?
I got to be pro-Redskins.
Bruce.
They ain't your teammates anymore, are they?
Well, Sully, they're not. They're not my teammates anymore.
But here's the tension, Mr. Cooley. You are presumably serving our listeners, and presumably the best way to serve them is with your honest opinion. If you did not serve our listeners with your most honest opinion, then you are doing them a slight disservice.
Don't be a phony.
There's a tension there, Al, that's got to be resolved.
Yes, there is, isn't there?
There absolutely is. But as Zade put it best today, I believe in him when he says this, I am a fervent, unapologetic capitalist. I like making money, Galdi.
So you're going to sell out, Cooley?
So you got to be honest.
No, you got that wrong. I like making money, therefore, Arakpo deserves a $70 million guaranteed deal tomorrow. What are we waiting for? We must lock up this one-of-a-kind gem.
No, see, I'm the capitalist.
Oh, so I was doing this for you, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means I'm not going to apologize for being a capitalist, which means I want to make the money, so if I...
Fair enough.
Regardless, let's talk Arakpo.
So you're being honest or not? I'm confused now.
Yeah, no, I'm being honest. I'm just saying, I'm going to find politically correct ways to be honest, because both of you guys know this is sensitive. All right. He's actually very good when he's in the run game.
Sweet.
Brian Arakpo.
Good.
He uses his hands really well.
Good.
All right. He's hardly blocked by tight ends, but he would be much better in the run game if he was more aware of what was going on in the backfield. I think at times he's told to play a gap, and he plays that gap without keeping his eyes on where he really needs to be. He's good enough to shed blocks quickly, but instead he plays gaps to not shed blocks. Now, I don't see Ryan Kerrigan necessarily just shedding blocks like Arakpo does. And at times you watch him shed and you say, why are your eyes in a gap when they could be on the back of the backfield? He struggled this year at times to play any kind of read option type plays because he really just wants to play the man over him. When at times you could play the ball or the gap. And guys, it's a hard job.
Okay.
But guys that do it really well do it. That said, He is very best when you give him no option of what he should be doing. When you put him on a slant or some kind of stunt or something that says, go 100 miles an hour this way. He's very best.
Hmm.
Take all anticipation out of it. Let him be as athletic as possible, and he's a freak show. I mean, you put him on a slant, he's beating anyone across the face. He's quick. He's got a burst. He's got some strength. It's awesome to watch.
He looks like a superhero in a tank top. My God. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Looks like he should be able to pick up the entire offensive line, slam it on its head, and then run right in and sack the quarterback with no problem. But we know there's more to the game than just
so
looking
Andre
good.
Carter.
Andre Carter had some really productive years late, and even with the Patriots.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
Before he got hurt. But he looked great.
He looked better than anyone I'd ever. He was.
Plus, you know what was amazing is that he came to us off of back problems in San Francisco. And I thought at the time, I'm like, guys with back problems. Really? We want to be investing in that? Because you know it's never going to be. Guy figured a way out.
He did, but most people don't view that as a great signing.
All right.
That was a push at best.
This is a moot point.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Arakpo.
He got a lot of money.
So this idea that he stunts well, slants well, take any anticipation out, and it's not a poor anticipation. It's not above average, though. But then generate his reaction time, and you say, wow. If your anticipation time to that reaction time was just a little bit better, it would be uncanny. That said, you throw like a slip screen or something, and that receiver takes a hitch of a step more than he needs to take, Arakpo's getting to him.
Okay.
You throw any running back, you take just an instant longer than it should take, and he runs them down. It's pretty awesome to watch on film. He makes a ton of plays out on the edge, on screens, outside of run games, running guys down. Really versatile. Now to what I think I've solved in the pass game. I think I've solved it. I literally watched that last play of film, and I said, I got it. I got it. This is it, the pass game. He has a good one-move punch. Like he's a good one-move guy. He needs a counter move to that move. He wins on a rip, like one-step rip, win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just continue if the tackle's still on you to try to fight that and then look to a holding call. Like there's got to be a rip and then a shed. A rip and a move. He doesn't, the run game with the punch and shed and throw, he doesn't generate that second 1-2 combo in the passing game. And I think when you see fantastic pass rushers, they have a move with a counter move in the same type of play.
Okay.
There is a move, and then he thinks he's by you, and he's going to continue that move. It's stuck in his brain.
Yeah.
He is going with one move on a play. There's no counter to it. So we got to start working on 1-2s. Like, think of boxing. Like jab, jab, uppercut.
Yeah.
Jab, jab. I mean, there's got to be another move.
Hook,
and
cross,
uppercut.
And there's
got to be a setup to some of these moves. To me, there seems to be no rhythm to set up these moves. There's too much run into you, punch, separate. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't know what that really generates. And I don't see tackles panicking to block him. Like, I don't see guys kick-setting hard back because they think, oh, my God, I got to get this speed rusher. Ooh, I got to... I just see a general, I think I'm going to block you. And it's more times than not. Now, I think he could be great because I think he's a freak show athletically. It's just that counter move, setup, move, mental game that he needs to play with himself, and he needs to play with the tackle. And if he does that, it's a 12, 13, 14 sack season.
That is.
If he does not do that, it's another 8, 9 sack season, which he'll fall into 4 of them when he goes unblocked.
That is a fair, balanced, and detailed analysis, Mr. Galdi, that I think any fair, impartial observer would say, Chris Cooley is not just shooting his mouth off. He's giving an honest interpretation of what he saw in film.
Bruce would give you a gold star. Who would you say right now is the better?
Yeah, until Brian comes into Bruce's office and says, what the hell,
kick
man?
His ass. Who right now is the better outside linebacker, Kerrigan or Arakpo?
Right now, you would have to give it to Arakpo. He's more versatile.
Okay, I was going to say, don't answer that. As your attorney, I'd say, don't answer that question. Irrelevant,
they
Your
play,
Honor.
It's actually interesting. In first and second downs, they play entirely different roles. Arakpo's more of the free guy on the left side. Kerrigan's more of a... They play very differently. And when you watch them, they play differently. But I think right now, if you were to take a guy, you'd take Arakpo. The thing I like about Kerrigan is I think he's really good, and I don't know why they didn't do this more last year, when he moves in over the guard on third down situations.
Okay.
When he's over the guard, he's actually really, really good.
By the way, Andre Carter, six-year, $30 million deal.
Yes.
Had six sacks, 11 sacks, or 10.5, then four, then 11, and then Shanahan came in and changed the defensive scheme, and he was gone. That was not a terrible signing.
No, again, I would call it a push.
By the way, no one said they wanted to punch Mike in the face.
Why is that? I thought everyone hated him.
He's done. By the way, 16 of 16 for Andre Carter, all 5 years here.
Yep.
That's getting your money's worth somewhat, so there you go.
All right, Cooley, have a good trip, man.
Cooley, enjoy Vegas. Leave some money for the rest of us. Come on now. Hard 8, Hard 8.
Hard 8's your number.